Good evening. Now, what is happiness? We all have a basic desire to be happy. Is it wrong to want to be happy or avoid unhappy things? No. But what makes you happy? And are you really happy? If you follow your heart, will that make you happy? No. Jeremiah 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Can you be happy without God? What about with God? Let's take a look at what it means to be happy without God, which is the world's way. Commercials try to convince us that we need their products, and the world says that the more we have, the better off we are. But no material thing could truly make you happy or satisfied. Material things get old, they break, and they end up fading away. It's okay to have material things as long as you don't place them ahead of God in your spiritual worship. Luke 9, verses 25 says, "For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world, but he ends up losing his soul?" Serving yourself and following your heart. The world says, whatever makes you happy, whatever feels good, and follow your heart. How many times have you heard these expressions? Proverbs 4:23 warns us. It says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issue of life." And Proverbs 14, verses 12 says, "There is a way that appears right to man, but in the end, it leads to death." What about money? Is money or wealth wrong in the eyes of God? Not unless you love money and you place it above God. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from their own faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows, which is 1 Timothy 6-10. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said in Hebrews 13, verses 5, "Never will I leave you, and never will I forsake you." Now, we looked at happy without God and material things in the world's way, but what about happy with God? Those are spiritual things. Matthew 6, verses 33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Man is complete only when serving God. Joshua 24, verses 15 says, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm and let nothing move you. Now that you labor in the Lord is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 58. And Ephesians 2, verses 10 says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Now, service to each others. We have a great example in Mark 10, verses 45. "For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. For you are called to freedom. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another." Galatians 5, verses 13 through 14 says, "For the whole law is fulfilled in one word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Salvation. God offers forgiveness of our sins, a relationship with him, and eternity in heaven. If you read Acts 4, verses 12, it says, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved." John 14, verse 15 says, "If you love me, keep my commands." We are commanded to follow God in all ways. For us Christians, happiness does not depend on whether we have material things, how much money we have, what our circumstances are, how others behave or treat us, where we are, or whether we are entertained or not, and etc. Paul wrote in Philippians 4, 12, verses 13, 4, 12 through 13, "I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Be joyous in everything. Philippians 4, verses 4 says, Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 6 say, Rejoice always. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118, verses 24. As Christians, our purpose must be clear. It is to serve God and to help others go to heaven. We must focus on serving the Lord, and you will be truly happy in God's eyes.